everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm referencing down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Day. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Day. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's my show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fucking with my money, yo, you don't want to hear it. I understand that work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been spitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fucking with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class hat like flyers. Clean away a king, same color as my sidekick. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm referencing down and on your left, and we the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. Yeah. I'm loving the rap. You hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape. You'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. Okay. You're a mommy of cake. Evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing the weight, but you're yours to me. See the heat is backed up. Love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping. Sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K. Okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie. Now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K. Okay, you say. Yeah. Back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, y'all. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Y'all, this your girl, Ms. Ada. Yeah, tune in to BOE from the pages to the airwaves. And we gonna get it on the poppin' as we always appreciate you rocking with your girl. And amen, let's get this show started. Now, you know. Whew. The week has been a doozy. You got the Cassie and Diddy situation. Now, we gonna throw the Fox in the for sexual assault. We're going to throw Axl Rose, the rocker Axl Rose, in the mix for rape. That happened in the 80s. And Jamie Foxx's incident happened in 2015 at a lounge, the rooftop lounge, in 2015. And I'm going to share, we're going to start off with Jamie first. And then we're going to get back to Rose. But the person is anonymous, so you know they're giving out their name. Following this suit against Jamie Foxx. Because you know, there's actual limitations, right? And this week, the last week, you filed in. Assault claim that happened years ago, but it's hard to go just like when we talked about this on the Diddy case yesterday. I was saying, you know, it's going to be hard to prove criminally. Yes, you can take it to court civilly, but it's going to be hard to prove criminally because it's your word against hers. You're claiming rape. They can't do a rape exam, do a rape kit on you. There's no semen for that rape kit. And if they found someone wouldn't be the person you doing semen, it'd be somebody else's, the person you went now. You know what I'm saying? So it's easier to sue civilly than it is criminally because you have to prove without a doubt that these things you're claiming really happened. And Cassie has no way of proving it criminally. But civilly, it's different. So we're going to get into the Fox story. And let me tell you, all coming out of the World Works now, that Cassie, her lawsuit, I want to come out of the woodworks and think they can sue us who said to get big bank. He don't got bank like Diddy got bank. I'm letting you know that right now, Jimmy's pockets is not as big as Diddy's. So if you think you want $30 million out of Jimmy, it ain't happening. And in the article, the girl who was suing gives details went down at the rooftop lounge. But in this article, she told Jamie stop, never said to him stop, never told him no. But you want to see, this is, for me being a woman, this is hard for me because you gotta play advocate. If she comes out now because Cassie won her lawsuit for $30 million, so she, Cassie gotta get coin, I'm gonna get some coin from it. Because she said, the young lady who's suing Jamie said she was at a rooftop in 2015, and they were, her and her friend were seated next to Jamie. Her friend went up to Jamie Foxx and said, can I get a photo? And he was like, sure, babe. And he turned and looked into her friend. He turned and looked, oh, you look like a model. So I'm going to read the article. It says, after Fox facing sexual assault allegations in a file on the eve of the expiration of the Adult Survivor Act, which opened a 1-year window for adult survivors of sexual assault to sue their abusers regardless of when their abuse occurred. The last 2015 at New York Rooftop Catch, NYC, and Roof. According to the file, Wednesday, New York Supreme Court and reviewed by the Daily News, the plaintiff, won by Jane Doe, claims she found herself seated in the box upon at 11 p.m. The woman's friend walked over and asked her for a photo. To which she replied, she'll do anything for you. Fox then turned his attention to the plaintiff, telling her what a new supermodel body. The complaint state, as well as how she looks like just grabbed your hand. Fox then dragged the woman by the arm to a secluded area of the rooftop, where he placed both of his hands on the plaintiff's waist, moved them under his crop top, and began to breast. The suit states, regard she tried to move away. She glanced at security, but only to see and walking away. Announcing them. Fox gets the spies and supplies has fingers on and places the gun in anus, the lawsuit alleges. Now, the woman's friend was over looking for at which Fox stopped telling her and saw the security guard. The incident left the plaintiffs injured and sore, lame and disabled. The complaint states, adding that she has medical treatment to be able to give her daily life amid her a period of great conscious pain and suffering that continues. Today, she will be affected by injuries and distress she incurred as a result of the sexual assault. Abuse, assault, and battle, the suit continues. Love the heinous acts, negligence, gross negligence of the defendant, as was said, plaintiff suffered. Emotional distress and anxiety, humiliation, and post-traumatic stress disorder and other physical and emotional damages. The suit accuses the restaurant owners of failing to protect the women, knowing that they allegedly badly behaved and when drunk and that bar personnel did not have proper training to misconduct and intervene. The restaurant had knowledge of Fox's propensity for aggressive behavior towards females. The potential for unwanted sexual touching and bad disposition when consuming excessive alcohol, suit claims. The woman is demanding compensatory and damages. Neither Fox nor the restaurant have commented Wednesday. That's the latest ability to face lashing in the wake of New York's Adult Survivors Act going back last Thanksgiving and now coming to a close and recently Sean Diddy Combs, Keith Jr. and Axl Rose. He's been named as defendants in a new suit of sexual abuse. Now, we're going to read what the this is the Adult Survivors Act. Okay, so this article is the Adult Survivors Act. Okay. So, let me go back here. Here we go. I'm going to read to you what the Survivors Act is, because this is my first time hearing about it. Since many survivors of assault need time to process the hurt they've experienced, it might take years or even decades for to tell someone what happened to them. Years, our laws out of step with that reality. Because of that, many survivors lost the opportunity to hold the person who held them accountable in court. Now, those survivors are getting a chance. The Adult Survivors Act, New York State law, creates a one-time, one-year check window for adult sexual assault survivors who are outside the statute of limitations. That means that any adult survivor, no matter when they're assaulted, even if they are outside the statute of limitations, can file a new case against their abuser or the institution that protected them through November 23rd, 2023. Then this, what is the time on the adult survivors at? The 1 year window to file several cases opens on November 23rd, 2023 and closes on November 23rd, 2023. Who can be held accountable under the that? When we institution, any organization that knew or should have known abuse was happening. This can include schools, houses of worship, or a workplace. How would the Adult Survivors Act work? The flag window opens on November 3rd, 2022 and closes November 23rd, 2023. Starting on 2022, anyone who was sexually assaulted an adult in New York State and whose claim was previously outside statute of limitation, 1 year to file a retroactive civil law. When the 1 year Adult Survivors Act window expires, existing statutes of limitation will once again be in effect. Since every sexual offense may not qualify under the ASA, you should speak with a lawyer who can figure if you are able to file a case. It will also be helpful to look through Article 130, which lists all crimes ASA. Find a lawyer or firm we recommend at the Crime Victim Bar Association. Who could benefit from the Adult Survivors? Anyone who was sexually assaulted as an adult in New York State and claim is outside the statute of limitation. Under New York law, an adult is anyone who is 18 or older. And this is what is the difference between the Adult Survivors Act and the Child Victims Act. So the Child Victims Act is adults who were abused when they were younger than 18 years old. The Adult Survivor Act applies to people were abused as adults. What about the Child Victims Act? Okay, they tell you about the Child Victims Act. Says, where can I find more info on how and if I want to file? Says, Safe Horizon isn't an expert on these kinds of civil cases, but we organized a panel webinar of lawyers who work with survivors. Says, what should I look for when I talk to a lawyer? Lawyer who has experience working in cases involving sexual abuse and assault. A lawyer who has handled cases that are similar to yours to help navigate any issues that may arise in your case. Find a lawyer who you feel that you can trust. Help raise awareness of the survivors. So, for an adult, you've been sexually assaulted, but this may have happened years ago and you passed the limitations. You have until tomorrow to be able to file a civil lawsuit. Yep, civil lawsuit. What they said, you cannot try them criminals. I know you probably want to and have them go to jail, but you cannot try them criminally. The thing with James happened in 2015. We are now in 2023. Can you say 16, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22? We are 8 years. 8 years have passed. What happened to this woman? Anyways, to now, followers, I get it that women of sexual assault don't tell get that. But I'm saying you can tell this to any woman, any man who's ever been sexually assaulted. You can tell your story, but you don't have to mention the names because you don't want that person to sue you for you slandering their name by saying that they did this to you. You can tell your story without telling the name of the person who did it to you. Leave the people, if you're going to say it's a celebrity, okay, and leave the people guessing what celebrity it is. You just don't have to mention that it's a celebrity. You don't. You really don't. You really don't mention that. You really don't. And not only is Jamie Foxx being sued, we got Guns N' Roses frontman Axl Rose being sued for rape that happened in the 80s. To get into that, because it's all ties in. Okay. So we'll get into that article as well too. And Guns is one of my favorite rock groups, and I like Jamie Foxx. Hear these, and it's like, even though the situation happened 8 years ago. He could have said, lady, you should have said something. I get you, hey, you, because they're a celebrity, they have power over you. You say this crap and no one's going to believe you. Ladies, you got to get strong, you got to get brave, and tell your story. You don't have to say who it was that did it. You just tell your story, because so many women out there who are just like you are silent. The more you stay silent, the more gives these predators or abusers opportunity doing it, because nobody wants to say that they're predators or abusers. If Cassie said this a long time ago about Diddy, You know, more people would have, you know, she should have, because Cassie and Diddy dated, I say 11, but some people were saying 13. But people, they were engaged. He gave a ring. They were engaged. If this man was abusive to you, all these things playing in your lawsuit, why would you accept his ring? He mentioned this on Six and Rose Day as well. But if you remember, the hairstyle where Cassie's hair is shaved on one side, long on one side, shaved on the other side. That hairstyle, I said in an interview with ITV, that did Cassie hairstyle. He saw a woman, I don't know if it was a TV show or with that hairstyle, and told Cassie to get it and do it and did it. Yeah, they told Cassie she should get the hair, she went. And it's like, now you come with your story and you say, and people are saying, you know what, I could believe it, that that happened. Did he really do that, Cassie? But, you know, and then they also came out that he threw Wale over the balcony. Like, why is it people? If Bella If Diddy or any celebrity did something to you, why are you staying quiet? Like, y'all wait. You don't understand. See, you don't get by staying quiet. You, when it comes to rape, there's a statute of limitations on rape. So 5 years, but I know back in the day it was 5 years. That's right. From time after the habit, you have to 5 years to file. So make a complaint. So this woman is saying, Jamie then stuck his hand in her pants, stuck his fingers in her vagina, in her butthole. But I'm not saying that the lady's lying. She's doing this just to get out of Jamie Foxx. But you know that when you want unwarranted advances, you person back and you say no. She didn't do anything. She tried to move away. Yeah. She didn't say anything verbally out of mouth. When you say verbally out of mouth, it is not the person, you know, the person snap out of it like, oh my, she just said no. Jamie probably would have been like, my bad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And he would have, you know, said I'm sorry. He would apologize. Now we're going to get into the Axl Rose situation. Lord have mercy. Axl Rose is 61 years old, and as I stated, this sexual assault with Axl Rose happened in the 80s. This happened in 89. 1989, and we're now in 2023. It says, Axl is being sued for a sexual assault that allegedly occurred over 3 years ago. Sheila Kennedy has alleged that in 1989, the Guns N' Roses were frontman violently assaulted in a New York hotel room on the night they met. According to Rolling Stone, Kennedy and Rose were at a nightclub, then proceeded to his hotel room. Now, ladies, if you go and you're going to a club that is frequented by celebrities, you happen to meet a celebrity, and he asks you to come back to his room so he can get more money with you, your answer should be no. He's a celebrity and you infatuation with this celebrity. But your answer, you know, when he asks you to come back to his hotel room because you don't know said celebrity. You only know about them because he's the front man of your favorite group. He's the front man of your favorite B group. Or your rap group or of your favorite rapper. You don't know him on a personal level. So when a celebrity of film, celebrity of music, celebrity of TV, you don't know them on a personal level. You just know about them. You watch their TV shows, you watch their movies. You know, see them on TV, you know, interviews. You know, they share stuff in the interviews. That's all you know. You only know what they're sharing in these interviews and stuff. You only know that. You don't know this man personally, so why go to the hotel room with this man? Let me get back into this article. Now, this happened at New York Hotel. So, the court will start in the Rose nightclub that says hotel. At one point she said he pushed her against the wall kissed her. Kenny was attractive and did not have the encounter. Over to sleep with him and progress. The last 2 days, then she saw Rose having sex with another model in a way that painful. She left Rose's hotel room and went to that of future MTV VJ Ricky Ratchman. Kennedy then heard a sound of glass breaking and was screaming at the model. It's going to get bad. Ratchman let her know Kennedy. Rose, she's claiming she was raped by him. But as in the article, she left the room. I'm not sure where did he at. Let me finish this article so I can get a better understanding, because this one is not making sense to me. She said, then dragged me back to the room where he tied her up with pantyhose and forcibly penetrated her. He was in a sexual wild rage. The lawsuit says Kenny did not consent and felt overpowered. Rose's attorney told TMZ that though he doesn't deny the possibility of a fan photo taken passing, Mr. Rose has no recollection of ever being or speaking to the plaintiff, has never heard about again fictional allegations prior to today. Kennedy has spoken about this alleged 2015 memoir and in the 2021 documentary Look Away. Kennedy is the latest in a list of survivors who are using New York's adult survivors to address assaults by men in the music industry from decades past. Rose's attorney noted that the filing against him happened the day before the newly extended filing expired. Lawsuits have been lodged against L.A. Reid, Sean Combs, former Recording Academy CEO Neil Portnoy, and Steven Tyler, who is also facing a lawsuit in California stemming from a similar temporary lifting of statute of limitations. So tonight's whole show is going to be about sexual assault, and now this lady said she left the room, ran to MTVJ Rotman, I don't know how you say his name, right? She ran into him, and he said, "Oh, it's going to get bad."
I'm a retired rock star, and I had a lot of women in my stable coming back to my dressing room, stealing my clothes. I'm very from a popular group. I'm sure you recognize the voice. I'm the front lead singer of a well-known rock group. How are you doing? I'm just perusing through, and I heard your podcast. How are you? Hello. Happy Thanksgiving, ma'am.
You, same to you.
Yes.
You know, what you are part of.
And may I say it's a pleasure for you to be speaking to me.
What rock are you part of? Because I don't recognize the voice.
Well, if I start singing, you definitely know who I am.
Ask by singing. I
didn't come to perform tonight. I'm just hanging out with you. But the women do throw those panties at us, you know. So I take it if you go to one of my concerts, you'll be a little less clothed yourself after you hear me sing.
Okay.
Yeah. Think back to the 1980s. I was considered a heartthrob. You think back to the long that's all I can give you right there. But you'll figure it out before we get out of here. Anybody
okay.
want to speak to me? I can call this call in and talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I might start singing before the night's over with. Yeah. So you think about all that good music from the 80s, then you'll know who I am.
Okay.
Yeah, so get back to the story. I heard you name a couple of my peers, Axel. I heard you mention him. Is he in some hot water or something like that?
There's a young lady accusing him of rape.
Alleged. And then you got my soul brother, P. Diddy, Sean Combs. I heard his name get thrown around too. Then what is the soul brother doing?
He's already in court with his case.
So what was that?
Diddy already settled out of court with his case.
Oh. Okay. If he settled out of court, then that means he did it. You don't pay any money if you didn't do anything.
It was a civil lawsuit. It wasn't criminal. It was civil. And so he settled out of court. I don't know if he settled for the $30 million, but he did settle out of court.
That's how much did she get? $1,000?
I don't know.
So what's up with you? What are you doing? What are you thankful for? Well, I know you're thankful to be talking to me. I know that.
I don't even know who you are.
Well, like I said, I'm a heartthrob from the 80s. Before I get out of here, you'll recognize the voice.
Well, I'm going to be reading a lot of celebrity sexual assault. And
well, can I hang out with you for Thanksgiving? Can I hang out with you?
Sure. Don't get on my nerves.
Okay. No, I might start singing. Let me put this phone on mute. And you love it. And you love it. And you.
yeah. So that was about Axl Rose. Now we got now Serena also has a lawsuit. And I just saw his name. I think he mentions I was reading the article. And so, yeah, I'm about to go find an article about L.A. Reid and that one as well. Here we go.
Well, can I sing while you find the article?
No, we can't.
And I love it. Did you love? No. You don't want me to sing?
So let me put up the article. Okay, it says here. It says, the lawsuit filed by Drew Dick federal court in Manhattan, the Adult Survivors Act says that Mr. Reed's misconduct short her career in music. The Grammy-winning music executive Antonio Reed was known as LA and roles in the industry working with artists including Usher. C has been accused of sexual assault and harassment in a lawsuit by Drew Dixon, who worked for Mr. Reed at the Records. The lawsuit filed in federal district court in Manhattan on Wednesday says that Mr. Reed was Ms. Dixon's lawyer starting in mid-2000s, assaulted her twice, when she said rebuffed on other occasions, the suit says. He retaliated against her, blocking ability to sign or play artist Young John. He left the company in 2002. And though she made forays into the industry again, she never recovered her promising trajectory as a music tastemaker. Stepping back from her music career was devastating. Ms. Dixon, who facilitated the recording of the Platinum soundtrack and several hit singles, said in an interview, have an opportunity now to seek some degree of accountability, and that's really what I'm trying to do. Mr. Reed did not respond to requests for comment on Wednesday. Representative for Mr. Reed's latest venture, Mega, a music forum this year, in part Usher, said that they did not represent the person and had no comment on the matter, but they had the request to office from Collins, which published his memoir, saying to me, my story of making music, finding magic, for whose name in 2016 did not respond to requests for comment, nor did Joel Katz, a prominent entertainment industry lawyer who has worked with me in the past. Mr. Reed, 67, won 3 Grammys, appeared as a judge of factor and a career more than 3 decades in 2017, he stepped down as chairman of Records after an insistent accused of sexual harassment. He went on to co-found a record label, Hitco, counted Jennifer Lopez on its. The company was sold last year to Concord Music Group. Ms. Dixon's complaint falls under adult survivor, a New York law, and after last year that opened a 1-year window for civil lawsuits. Anybody who's older than 18 when they say that abuse occurred. Ms. 53 and appeared for the law. Look back closes on November. So they left. For all y'all women out there, men out there, to yourself, you in New York, got one more day left to file your civil lawsuit. Not I'm saying these women and they men that come out these experiences, but you just, regardless of who it to you, you still need to hear a story. Because by you telling a story for what happened for somebody else, even if you don't say the person, you can tell the same story you're telling now as you're being interviewed by magazines, by newspapers, television. You can tell the same story, you just don't have to mention names because affair of a lawsuit. You know, you just share your story, say, I just want to share my story, get out there, so there's other women like me who haven't told their story, and because they share their story, this person who abused them was able to abuse someone else. I remember watching an episode of Law & Order SVU. And in this episode, this man was a rapist. And this he would rape women. He would sneak into their bedroom. He wasn't invited over to their place or nothing. These women would be asleep in the bedroom and come in and rape them. And one woman, I guess, she got before it could happen, so I guess it startled him, so he ran away. But then he went back a second time and was able to do it. And she told her story to the police. They needed more evidence to pin this man as, I think that sort of disguise. She didn't know who he was, but she see him. He would after he done, he would say a phrase, so, and how they, whoever he assaulted would know that it's him because of his voice, the phrase he would say. And, you know, she tells a story and explains exactly how it happened to her. You know, the news catches, you know, her story. And this makes other people, victims, come forward and tell the story. This is what I'm saying to you that have been victimized. You can still tell your story telling the celebrity's name. Because you know what? When you tell a story, someone is going to recognize that same thing to them, and they're going to come forward and tell their story.
Well, can I tell the time when a fan stole my shoes?
We're not talking about somebody stealing shoes. This show is about actual rape. We're trying to get victims who are no longer victims, who are survivors, tell their story so they don't have any more victims from the predators or abusers. That's what we're trying to get these women, and also men, because we have men do get abused as well. We want them to share their story. Stop holding it, because you're holding it and all the other victims holding it, there will be more victims behind you. By you telling your story, you end the cycle. If you tell it verbatim without mentioning the person's name, and that person hears you tell your story, telling your story, you know, they're going to be able to respond. You get in the newspaper and you tell your story. You didn't mention, but, you know, the person who's this to you may read the article, probably read the article and want to give that, they want to give their, I don't want to say, you know, give their side, but if you didn't mention any names and they want to give their side, that means they're giving themselves up. Like, if I tell a story and I don't mention any name, but you, if you are one of the people in the story and you come out on one of the side, then you let people know who you are. All these victims that are coming out. But I don't care what celebrity is. Stop going with celebrities to their hotel room. Just like actual situation. Kenny said she would have slept with him. When she saw what he did to the model, she took it out of there, and then the model didn't satisfy him. Got Kennedy, brought her back to the room, and he raped her. That's her claim. Now, actually, what was the same? He don't remember ever meeting her. I don't think that's a question to say, I met her, so I couldn't have done it. No. You can tell, you just don't remember. She don't look like how she looked in the 80s. You know, the way you look in the 80s is not going to look the same. Some people do look the same. You look a little different from what you look like in the 80s. And to these women who are bringing these cases against celebrities, stay off of social media. Because once these people find out who you are and you're the one that brought this, they on the side of Axel or Jamie or whoever else, they're going to be harassing you, trolling you on social media because you're doing this. Yep. Stay off of social, tell your story, and then get yourself on social media. Because all you do is get mental messed up by being on social media, because all you're going to do is people talk about it. You're going to see people comment that they are on the side of Diddy. You might have some people that say, what? I'm on the side of Diddy. She's money hungry. She really was about money. She would have did this long as soon as she broke up. She would have made these allegations. If it was about money. And it's, you know, when people sue, especially when it comes to like rape and any kind of assault. They're not doing it for the money. They're doing it because they want to be heard, to be believed, because this celebrity and the victim is not, they're going to lean more toward celebrity than the victim. And it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. USBO even the airways just on the radio. And I got my boy with me, 6 hours radio with me. More and more, more and more sexual assault coming out done by celebrities. Gonna be a lot. Yep. So we got LA Jamie Foxx, Axl Rose. Then said Steven Spears. So, you know, women keep quiet because nobody wants to believe them. When it's a celebrity, they don't want to believe it. Because it's their favorite celebrity. You know what I mean? And because they're so blind by the celebrity, people who were getting the size of celebrity and not affect them. Yep, they were sharing the size of the celebrity and not the victim. Yep. So, yeah. I don't think I want to talk about this anymore because
every time I go on a podcast for Thanksgiving, or I wish you didn't have to.
I wasn't finished my what I was saying. Talking about this sexual assault is really draining my brain because more celebrities are being named in lawsuits for sexual assault. And it's like, these are people, like, not just that you idolize them, but these are celebrities really like. Like, I'm hanging out with Jamie, with D. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know hanging out with them, I'm going to have a good time. Like, when you read these cases, sexual assault cases, exactly what they did is like, I should not want to hang out with them. Or if I'm going to hang out with them, make sure it's a lot of us. And I understand Jamie's situation. He could have been drinking, he could have been drunk. It doesn't assume he did, but he's been, you know, drunk. You know, he's been drunk. Oh. He got for you. This Axl Rose won't have 30 years ago, just like the Cosby situation, a lot of the allegations 30 years ago. You know, they couldn't file a lawsuit, couldn't file criminal charges against Bill Cosby. As the story got out there and people came forward, you know, yeah. I was told earlier that in Def Jam, I'm not sure if LRE did work for Def Jam. I'm not sure. Another case saying that executive Def Jam after Russell survived, who was home, there being issues of assault. I'm sure you go to social media, you're going to see, I'm sure on Twitter and other social platforms that Jamie Foxx's name is trending. Yep. What's crazy is you hear people say nice things about a celebrity, and then starting to hear these sexual allegations. Dang. Like, saying it's not my favorite. You know what I'm saying? But I'm the victim's. But I don't think she wait years. I would say like a year or two, tell you a story. I was watching a video.
So can I tell you a story about the time when a Craze fan whooped me and videotaped it?
No.
Because I was...
I'm about to share something with people. As I was saying earlier, I was watching a video. And it was talking about Zeron.
I don't like it.
But the caption of the video.
I don't like this lady.
Said that at the BET Awards, Busta got his award. That backstage he slapped me. But that wasn't what the video was talking about. The caption said at the BET Awards that Busta slapped Diddy. Now Busta was supposed to be friends. So,
taking on day. So let me tell you about a time when a Craze fan whipped me after a show.
So, I told you what the show was about.
Well, you're taking on damn day reading stories. Whatever, lady.
I told you what the show has nothing to do. So, yeah.
Are
you're taking all damn day reading the stories.
I'm not reading a story.
You shouldn't read on there.
I'm seeing if there are people are trending on the stories I mentioned. I'm seeing if they are trending on social media.
I don't get it. You have a 1980s heartthrob on your podcast, and you want to talk about...
If you was a heartthrob in the 80s, you ain't one now, not hush. So I'm just haven't come across anything yet on Instagram. Let's see if they're trending on Twitter. Let's see. Nope. Jamie's not trending. Axl Rose, L.A. Reid, see, they have a section. Nope. I'm on trending social media. They're running these civil lawsuits. They know they can't, they're not going to be able to get a criminal because how long they took. You know what I'm saying? So they can do it civilly. These ladies, I would, because you're telling your story. If you still in to where you can file criminally, if I was these ladies, I would take a lie detector test, because remember, it's your word, it's his. Whoever celebrity or the person is your word against his. So if I was, I would take a lie detector test to prove you're telling the truth. Because this person is, hire a lawyer, and the lawyer's going to eat you to shreds. Because the lawyer's going to be saying stuff, and he's sitting there dumbfounded. And you can use your own against you. You claiming he raped you, but it's a, telling your story you say you would have stopped him. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And sexual assault is a serious matter to play with. I just want you to tell your story. You don't have to say who the abuser is. Just tell your story, get it out there. Now, people come to you and be like, oh, who's a celebrity? Or if it, even if it's not, like, oh, who's a person or something I know. You know, you're going to get bombarded like, take it in a stride. It's, you know, it's not you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I think I'm going to end the show early. Because, like I said.
Yeah, so let me finish telling you about the time when I went to my dressing room and it was 10 girls in there. And they took my shirts and my shoes, and I go in there after getting off the stage, then I had my lunch there, and when I went back there, ate my lunch. They took my shoes, took my shirts. It ate my lunch. Now, what do you think about that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I gave a hell of a show that night, though. Hell of a show. And I... get off stage, I'm hungry. Then they ate my lunch, took my shoes and my shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, those were the days. I still got a good voice. Yeah. You probably got some of my magazines. Yeah, you know. You look on those magazines and you'll see me in there. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Heartthrob from the 80s.
You ain't tell your name. You just keep saying you're Heartthrob. We don't leave until we know your name.
I'm shocked. I was just thinking. Yeah. I tell you what. You do this show, how many days you do this show?
One Wednesday.
I'm gonna leave you in suspense and keep calling back in. And the more I call back in, I'll let you know who I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sound terrible.
I've had a couple of drinks tonight, so my voice is not at its best.
That's
know.
Not my problem. You still sound terrible.
Well, like I said, I've been drinking a little bit, and
and like I said, it's not my problem.
You know, your body goddamn motherfucking rude tonight.
How rude.
What do you mean? You're talking to a heartthrob from the 80s, and you sit up here and goddammit say I sound terrible?
You do sound terrible.
I'm willing to bet you, you've got my albums in your house.
I don't have your albums. I'm not willing for that.
Well, goddammit, your listeners do. Damn nerve to say, I shut up! Got the goddamn nerve to say I sound terrible. I've sold millions of records.
Whatever you say.
And you're gonna tell me I sound terrible?
Yeah, you do.
Well, lady, forget you.
Hi, everybody, for tuning in and rocking with your girl for being
yeah.
To the end.
Let me get
the
next hell
show
out of this goddamn
you.
Podcast.
The next show will be Friday night because you know Thanksgiving. So, I may decide to go live, you never know. Or there may be a rerun because it's Thanksgiving. That's how I feel.
The hell she's talking about? I sound terrible. I'm going to call back into this motherfucking show again. I'm on mute now. And I'm going to call back into this show. My goddamn heartthrob from the 80s.
And I don't care. Care. I don't care if you keep calling back. We don't care. You sounded terrible. And the audience, the listeners of the show can leave comments and they're going to say the same thing. You're terrible. I don't know how you got a record. You're terrible. Yep, you're terrible. A cat and dog sound better than you. And I don't even have a cat and dog.
God damn it, I'm a heartthrob from the 80s. Fuck what you say.
Oh, Lord. I'm in the show.
Good. Get the fuck off the air. Now.
You want to sing for the people? Since you're going to claim you're a good singer, you want to sing for the people?
I've sold millions of albums all over the world.
I don't care. You sound terrible.
I'll be back.
Oh, see you next Wednesday. Terrible. You would get on American Idol. That's how terrible you are.
I'm a heartthrob. From the 80s.
I'm not a heartthrob. No one says that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
What are you, the cool man now?
What?
You
just look
up
my discography and you'll see who I am.
You said you're a heartthrob of the 80s. We're in.
Yeah, you probably would melt if you see me.
No, I probably turned to stone like me.
Yeah, I still look good.
You wish.
I still look good.
You wish you still look good. You sound terrible. singing that was hurting the people's eardrums.
Now, if you don't recognize that voice, you're not into music.
I am totally into music, and I don't recognize that voice. Sounds terrible.
You don't recognize his voice.
Himself.
You don't recognize his voice. You don't know music.
You don't know music. I don't know how you work it there. You're terrible.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be back. Every fucking show you have, I'm going to be on it.
Whatever.
You got to pride that me!
You're terrible. I'm calling everybody. Appreciate you. Keep rocking with your starting with you.
Get the fuck up there!
Says he's a hot throb for the 80s, from the 80s.
Get off!
I know he's not. He can't sing.
Pick up your goddamn phone.
Deal.
Get off!
How are you telling me to get off my own show? You can't do that. I can hang up with you. You can't hang up with me.
I wish you would hang up on me. God damn it, I'm a hot throb from the 80s.
You wish you was a hot in the 80s. In your daydreams that you think you're a hot.
I'll be back. Might sing live on air.
Don't. Because don't. You're going to turn my listeners off.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to turn my listeners away. Don't do it.
I'll be back.
No, you're not. You're just saying that. No, you're not. Like I was saying, I'm going to end the show early. I appreciate you. If you're missing the show, give me by Road to Starting Radio, or you guys talk to radio.com/Road to Starting.
Jesus, this broad. Shut the fuck up.
No, it's my show. You
get off the goddamn.
And your speaking voice is terrible. For that, I'm going to shoot you now, because you're
annoying. Hang this motherfucker up.
You're annoying and you're terrible. Alrighty, as I was saying, if you miss any show given by Talk Radio, Google on the radio to see the many podcasts that we are on to listen. Spotify is one of them. Music is one of them. Amazon, Apple. And the next promotion show is on December 20th at 9 p.m. The Standing Sound is where you, the Osprey, on the art. Anyone with something to promote, 845-277-9356. 845-277-9356. And I guess this fake hot dog puppy says he's going to go back into the show the next time I do the show. And so expect to hear what fake hot going to be. He's no Adam Rose. No Jamie Foxx. He's terrible. He cannot sing. He's terrible. Why he think he can sing. Yeah, he's terrible.
Finally,
yep.
Come to your senses, huh?
What? You said terrible thing.
You finally come to your senses.
Come to my senses? What? Terrible.
on, goddammit.
I don't need to hold on. The show is ending. I'm not holding the show. So if you're going to call it to the next show, I'll see you next Wednesday when you call and trying to sing when you can't. Go in the listeners' eardrums. They're not listening because of you. So, I'm going to say peace and love. I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.